This is Melissa Ford-Luckin.
Rosalie Petrowski.
Susan, Seraph, and Jess.
Editors for the Washington Square Review.
Washington Square On Air
showcases the poetry and fiction
of the latest edition of LCC's literary journal,
The Washington Square Review,
read by the poets,
authors,
and editors themselves.
Expect the unexpected
as our contributors express
experience and fantasy with humor,
imagination,
poetic license,
irony,
and passion.
If you love language
at its most original,
please join us in our audio town square
to celebrate a community of writers
spanning from around the world
to Lansing.
Hey there, this is Melissa Ford-Luckin, editor of the Washington Square Review. I'm here today with Lucas, Jennifer, and Gabe, some students from my Comp 121 class, and we're just going to talk about writing and learning and whatever else. So, Lucas, how did you come to LCC? How did you decide to come here?
Well, I have actually known a couple of friends of mine who have come here, and I live pretty close here. So, I didn't really want to come to a university paying lots of money and taking pretty much the same classes, and I had already known that other people have had a good experience here. So, for me, it was kind of a no-brainer just to apply to LCC and come here and at least to get a good experience before I transfer out to a full university for what I want to do.
Did you go to high school around here?
Yeah, I went to Mason High School, yep.
Talk a little bit about that. What was that like?
So, going through Mason, I went there all the way from kindergarten to when I graduated high school. And going through high school, that's also when COVID happened. And high school was definitely a struggle for me throughout like my sophomore, junior year. But
was that because of COVID or something else?
I think it was definitely COVID was part of it. But also high school was a struggle for me, not because of COVID, but also because high school kind of felt a little bit pointless to me. The classes felt a little redundant and it was just a lot of like tedious, busy work for me. And I struggled with keeping up with a lot of the classwork a lot of the time because I had other stuff I wanted to do with my life as well at the same time. So, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jennifer?
Coming to LCC was like, well, I was part of the early college program from a while back. So I already had experience being here at LCC. And then coming back was, you know, like he said, a no-brainer because, I mean, it's close to home and there's pretty, you know, it offers like most things that you want from like a four-year university. So, and it's cheaper. So that's that too. And, you know, from high school to here, like I said, I graduated from a while back and my experience in high school was, you know, pretty normal. I didn't really have any struggles. I was usually, you know, a regular student. And my writing experiences, I feel like I've always been like an okay writer. And I mean, I could be better, but then it's just
it's always an ongoing process.
Right, exactly.
You mentioned the early college.
Yeah, I was part of the early college here at LCC. They don't do it anymore, I heard.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't do it anymore. So I was exposed to LCC at that point in time. And then I left, like I did not graduate the early college actually. And then I left. So coming back to school was, you know, I just had to because I mean, nowadays you really can't get a better job if you don't have some type of degree. So that was me, that is me coming back to school right now. So yeah, I mean, during COVID, a lot happened during COVID. Like things were very limiting for everyone. So a lot happened, a lot didn't happen type stuff. So that was that.
Were you able to carry any of your credits from early college over to—
See, the thing is, since I didn't graduate, I couldn't carry any of my credits.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it works. Dang. And during the time, you're taking college classes, but they're not like college classes, I guess. But bottom line is none of my credits transferred since I didn't graduate. That's how it works.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to, you know, be done with the early college to actually have the degrees or the credits. Yeah.
Gabe, tell us about your high school.
High school was a little tricky for me. I agree with Lucas. It felt very pointless almost.
Where'd you go?
I went to Grand Haven High School, actually. So from about an hour and a half away from here. It was a decent school. If you didn't fit into a certain group that they wanted you to fit into, then you didn't really succeed very well. And I personally was going through a tough family time during high school, so it was difficult for me to fit into that group that they were looking for. So high school was definitely tricky for me, and then all the family stuff on top of COVID, it was quite a learning experience, really having to adapt to different situations. So it was difficult, but it was fun. It's high school, you know, create good memories.
Good stuff mixed in.
Yeah.
How'd you decide to come to LCC?
I actually graduated in 2021, so I've been working for a couple years, and like Jennifer said, you can't really move up in the working world if you don't really have a degree these days.
What kind of work are you doing?
I was doing everything. I worked at a factory for a while, restaurants. I was a firefighter for almost a year, and nothing.
I think you mentioned that on the first day of class and pretty much blew some people's minds.
Everybody was pretty shocked by that. Yeah, I never actually like officially fought any fires or went into. Yeah, well, yes and no. I didn't go into any fires. I had just graduated Fire Academy, and then a couple weeks after that, I put in my 2 weeks because I just knew I didn't want to be exposed to that trauma and be in that kind of environment forever. So it was a good learning experience for sure, but definitely not a long-term thing. You got to have the right mindset and just be the right kind of person for that job. And I'm not that kind of person.
Good. Yeah. Knowing what you don't want is important in what you
especially
do.
Especially at an early age.
Yeah, that helped me make the decision to come here, essentially, because I was going to go to Muskegon Community College when I first graduated, and still dealing with all that family stuff, I didn't feel like it was right. So working, getting that experience, knowing what I did and didn't like really pushed me forward to apply here and just get a fresh start and learn new things about myself and just life in general. So that was nice.
Yeah. So if you don't mind me asking, like, what are you going to school for right now?
Right now I'm studying digital media. I plan to transfer to Michigan State for their digital storytelling program. It's really just a big general degree that allows you to learn journalism, cinematography, multimedia, just a lot of film stuff. So,
Well, talk a little bit about the writing in your background.
I've always really liked writing.
Because digital storytelling is writing. It's just expressing the ideas.
Right. I've
digitally.
Always been a very creative person, I feel like. And throughout my childhood, I would write short films with friends and just like stupid videos. So that's kind of how I've expressed my writing creativity. Educational writing is a little more difficult for me. I really like the personal stuff and like creative rather than research-based and analytical. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's reflected in my papers this semester. I've definitely noticed that. But yeah, I'm a very creative person and just really like writing of all sorts and expressing ideas and researching different topics and just learning more about stuff I'm interested in. And
talk a little bit about the papers we've written for class. Is there one that stands out to you?
Personally, the personal narrative paper that we did was really fun and almost easy for me to write just because I felt like I had free will to write whatever I wanted, really. And it was easy because it's about me. So it's...
What was your topic?
My topic was actually about whether or not there's less opportunity at a community college versus a four-year university. Because when applying to Lansing Community College, I had quite a few people talk to me about how it was less opportunity and I wouldn't be able to meet as many people or my degree wouldn't look as good to certain job places. So I felt that that was a good way for me to express my feelings about what those people had to say and really analyze their thoughts and compare them to mine. And it really helped me realize that it's not less opportunity, it's just a different opportunity.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's what I got from that one.
Cool. Jennifer, how about you? One of the essays we wrote for class.
Actually, I'm not too much of a, you know, personal essay lover type of person, unfortunately, because I feel like my life is so boring that, you know, writing about it is boring. I like more of research papers because I feel like when you're doing research papers, like you dig into more things that you don't know. Like I already know enough about myself that I don't want to dig more into myself type of stuff. So essay two and essay three, I liked for reasons that are a bit different from each other, because like in essay two, which talked about or which was about things in your locality, like in your local area or whatever, like problems in the local setting that you live in. And I had written about, you know, homelessness and homeless shelters, which, you know, a lot of people know about and some people can relate to. So when I was writing that, like, I really felt a sense of like the rescue mission was doing a lot to help people in that situation. And that's an amazing thing. And then essay three, I have to talk about essay three. My essay three was also relative like to women because I had written about plastic surgery and stuff like that. And a lot of women, you know, we love to look good. And, you know, sometimes you want to go get stuff done. And then at the same time, you think and be like, oh, my goodness, what if I die? Oh, my God, what if this happens to me? Like, it's like it leaves you in like a situation like you don't know what to do. I mean, in as much as, you know, surgery, especially plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery can, you know, cause you to have like, you know, a lot of things go wrong. I mean, any surgery really can do that. But I mean, I am one to say that if it's something that you really, really want to do, and it's something that you've, you know, weighed your options, and it's something that you feel like if you did it, you'd have a more fulfilled life, I'd go for it. As long as you don't overdo it. Like, as long as you don't, you know, you get the first one done and then you're like, I want to get another one done. Like, as long as you're not that type of person. Like, if it's like, yeah, let's just get it done. And just get it done. That's what I believe. Yeah. So I did write my essay on that. And I found a lot of things. Like, I, you know, came across a lot of interesting things. I came across a lot of, you know, not so pretty things. I came across a lot of botched surgeries. And they were terrible. They were awful. But I mean, it is what it is. It happens. And that's, you know,
you wrote about the show Botched.
Yeah, I wrote about the show Botched. And I really appreciate what the doctors are doing on that show, because I believe that, you know, in as much as they're plastic surgeons and, you know, they want to, you know, their job is to, you know, have surgical procedures on people, they don't necessarily, you know, promote plastic surgery. Like, they show you the good, the ugly, and the bad side of plastic surgery. They don't just, you know, hide everything and be like, oh, if you get this done, you look so, you know, beautiful, and you look like this and you look like that. Like, they show you like the negatives, they show you the terrible parts. And that's, people need to see that before, you know, getting into what they want to get into. So I really appreciate the show, and I feel like a lot of people also appreciate the show for what they do.
Well, I can see why you'd like the show, because it's very informational.
Exactly.
They don't judge. They don't question.
Exactly.
They say, this is where you're at. You know, this is what we can do to repair it. It's
exactly.
Very factual and informative.
Right. And also they, you know, they don't, you know, do these procedures just because they want to or because you want to. They also assess you to see if you're fit to do this procedure, if you're able to do it, if your body can hold it, that type of stuff. And yeah, that's what they do. And I like the show. I love the show, actually.
I think it's really interesting that you pick topics that are like super, that relate to you. And the homelessness issue is a big issue, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's locally an issue, but also nationally and internationally even.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, the plastic surgery is something that's not really talked about. There is that show Botched, but it's not a super explored topic, really.
Like, yeah, and it's I don't know, it's very like the number of, I'm not gonna just say women, because men also do get plastic surgery done, but the number of people getting plastic surgery is really high. Like, it's in the millions. It's crazy. And a lot of these surgeries are done out of pocket. Like, insurance doesn't cover these things. You got to pay for it out of your own pockets. And it's amazing. It's really amazing.
After doing your research and seeing the botched but also successful procedures, would you recommend or personally get plastic surgery?
I would not recommend plastic surgery because that's not for me to recommend. But I will say that if it's something that you want to do and you are willing to accept, if it's something you want to do and if it and you're willing to accept the idea that this could go wrong or this might happen after the surgery, then go for it. That's what I think. Because I personally would do plastic surgery. Like, it's on my bucket list. I'm not even going to lie. It's on my bucket list. But, you know, I feel like there's a time when you do it. You don't just, you know, wake up one day and be like, ooh, I want to get plastic surgery done. Or you're not going to just be like, you know, really young trying to go get plastic surgery. No, I feel like you have to reach an age. I feel like it's like an age thing. Like, once you get to this age and you feel like this is what you want to do, then you should go ahead and do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Not like, you know, there's a lot of young people like 18, 19, 20 trying to get surgery done. And it's like, you're so young. Like, why are you doing this at this young, you know, age? So that's my opinion. Is there anything, would you like to do plastic surgery?
I personally don't think that I would take that risk. I am comfortable in my looks, and you know, as I get old, I'll probably get wrinkles and lose some hair or something, but
yeah,
I personally, especially as a male, it's not as
right.
common,
right?
Exactly. It's not something I've really
thought
about.
I feel like guys,
about.
They have it so much easier in life, you know. Women yeah, always they want to look good, they want to keep up to beauty standards, that type of stuff, and then sometimes it involves, you know, getting a lot, you know, one or two Botox in.
Yeah, something. If I get some wrinkles, I might get a little Botox here
yeah,
and there, but
exactly.
that's a long-term yeah. thing. That, yeah,
it's definitely
that
more
now.
Of like a cultural thing with like men and women, at least
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yes. I agree. Yeah.
What about your essays, Lucas?
I definitely think that my favorite essay that we've done was our third one, which is our pop culture one. I don't necessarily like doing a lot of research, and I also don't necessarily like doing all about me. I kind of like that in between. I will say one of my favorite essays that I've ever written was a essay that I wrote about a video game that I've played, and it was kind of like a dive into the lore of the game, and I just went kind of crazy on it, wrote as much as I wanted to because I really enjoyed talking about it, and that turned out to be honestly one of my favorite and best essays I've ever written.
What class was that for?
I want to say it was for one of my like middle school English assignments or something. It was a while ago. And it was just such a fun process to write that. And it turned out great, in my opinion. And it got graded fine. And I kind of noticed that with my third essay, where I chose a pop culture topic that I really liked and was able to research it and talk about what other people thought, what kind of what the general like public thought about it, what I kind of thought about it. It was like a mixture of all of it, which is what I really liked about it.
Well, tell us about your topic.
So my topic was about the movie Lamb, which was released 2 years ago. It's a gothic supernatural horror movie. And after watching it originally back then, I had thought that the ending was personally really dumb and the movie didn't make a lot of sense. And after doing a lot of more research on it for this essay, it is a severely misunderstood movie, in my opinion. And that also kind of took me to a bigger topic, which was like other movies that have bad endings. Are they just bad because of the ending? Is it bad just because they don't have like a solid ending? Is it bad because it's an interpreted ending? Does that, you know, like with other movies, does that just make them bad movies just because of that?
Talk about the research you did.
So I did a couple of analysis between like YouTube comments on the trailers and endings of like analysis endings, Reddit community posts. And I also did a scholarly article that I found that was basically just the effect of open-ended movies in the movie industry here in America. And the Reddit community had the most intellectual comments on it that weren't just like, you know, funny, like, because YouTube comments can be pretty informal. Reddit gets a little bit more.
There's like actual discussion.
Yeah, people take it a little bit more seriously. And after reading a bunch of those Reddit comments, that's probably where I actually found out like where the misunderstanding of the movie was. And that kind of helped me write my essay. YouTube was probably like the most surface level stuff. And then the scholarly article that I kind of did was probably, it didn't necessarily relate directly to my topic, but it was related enough to where I could use it.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You talked about, like, if endings, you know, make, well, I think endings make or break a movie. For me, it's the ending. Like, if I'm watching a movie and it's been going good, and then at the end, somebody dies or at the end something happens that I feel like it wasn't supposed to happen, I, for one, feel like that is not a good movie.
Right. I agree. That can be the case for a lot of movies. But I think my argument was that sometimes movies tell a genuinely beautiful story that may not have the best ending, but that doesn't make it a bad movie any less.
Yeah, that is something that's arguable. Yeah. That is very arguable. Yeah.
Do you feel like if you know ahead of time that the ending is going to be disruptive, that you'll be okay with a disruptive ending?
I would not be okay. I would not even watch the movie to begin with.
I feel like I'm kind of the opposite way. I feel like if people tell me that the ending is disruptive or bad, I kind of want to watch it more to see why they think that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I go back to your writing too? Was about video game lounges. And
yeah.
Stuff like that, right?
So esport lounges. Okay. Yeah.
So. You said you wrote an essay about a video game in your high school career?
I think it was high school, middle school. I forget one.
Did that encourage you to make this writing decision for your writing too about the esport lounges? Or was it kind of just a totally separate thing? Or like, did you find any information from your past research that helped you with this writing to research?
I definitely think a lot of the essays that we write for this class are interest oriented, where we have a topic, but we kind of want to, you know, find something that we want to write about.
Yeah.
And video games are definitely something throughout my life that I am very interested in, just the storytelling, all of the different stuff with them. And also the topic that I wrote about, esports centers, is kind of another interest personal topic because I have, you know, gone to them. I've had friends who've gone to them. It was something that was just in my head at the time and was something I was interested in. So, yeah.
Cool.
So I don't really like, you know, the esport type of thing. So would you say, like, for someone who is not interested in stuff like that, would you still say your essay is interesting or something?
I would think yes, because I also kind of took that essay from a business point of view. So if you're interested in, like, I guess, like, a sense of community for the business or the, you know, gaming community, or if you're just generally interested in, like, is this business even a profitable thing, or, like, why would people even open it up in the first place?
Okay.
That could definitely interest you.
But I like money, so.
Yeah, some of them are pretty profitable. Yeah. Others are definitely not.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that goes along with the presentations we've been doing that share the values. So your essay has, her, it would
financial
be the value. Yeah,
financial community. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about the way that when you showed up in class on the first day in the first couple of weeks, what your expectations were and which of your expectations were fulfilled or which ones were challenged. In other words, was there anything that surprised you?
I personally, I feel like I had low expectations because coming into community college experience in general, I was thinking about what everybody else said about the negative, less opportunity, that aspect of it. So I had pretty low expectations. And then we started off with reading, and I wasn't too excited about that because I'm not a big reader.
You mean Interior Chinatown?
Yes, right. But I honestly loved that book, and I felt like it was a different type of book, a type of book that I've never read before. And it opened my eyes to different types of reading. And, like, I actually have been reading more books now since reading that one.
Nice.
So, really?
Yes.
Look at you.
Encouraged me to keep reading. And then as we started writing, I really liked the class. I feel like the class has exceeded my expectations. Our class in general, it just has a great atmosphere. I feel like everybody just kind of gets along and we're joking back and forth. So that's nice. And I feel like this is the one class that has allowed me to think freely and deeply, especially on a topic that, or several topics that interest me. Rather than, like, algebra that we're in right now, it's
predetermined. You have to think a specific way. You're not allowed to think any other way.
Right, yep. Right.
I mean, that's math in general.
That is math.
And that's not my thing. So I feel like this class, it's by far my favorite class that I am taking, and if not one of my, like, top five classes I've ever taken. So
great.
Nice. Yeah. I agree with Gabe. I agree with him totally because, I mean, coming into the class, like, my expectations were like, oh, I just want to get this class done with. Like, I mean, it's a required English class. I just want to do it and be done with it. But then, you know, weeks into the class, it's like the interactiveness, like how interactive the class is, it makes you actually want to come to the class.
Yeah.
Because especially like, you know, during the first weeks when we had to read the Interior Chinatown book.
Got to read, you meant. You yes. got to read
oh,
it.
Oh, we got to. We kind of had to. Great opportunity. We had to.
It was an opportunity, yes.
So, like, in as much as the book was confusing, which everybody said.
Absolutely.
If you don't say that, if you say that book is not confusing, then you're on a whole different level. Oh, it for sure is. But I felt like a lot of us, you know, felt like the book was confusing, but we did like get the general gist of the book. But like, you know, his approach was, I don't know, in a very confusing way. Anyways, so I did enjoy reading the book and, you know, coming to class to talk about it, you know, having to share things that we thought about it in class. I felt like that was like a very good way to, you know, read the book and talk about it and get to understand the book as it is.
Well, it's reassuring to know that other people are confused.
Right.
I was confused.
Right, exactly. So I really did enjoy those interactive sessions as, you know, as a class. And then the essays that we had to write, I like...
Got to write.
All right.
The opportunity.
The opportunity of... See, now I got messed up. So the essays we wrote... Is that safe for now? So the essays, the first one about the personal narrative, like I said, I'm not too much of a personal person, but I did write it. And then the other essays, you know, we still got to do presentations on those essays. Like you get to choose the one you felt more comfortable presenting about. So I felt like that was a really good thing. Like it's just a lot of interaction, and I felt like that was one of the reasons why for me the class was, you know, so nice, because you know when you're doing something and then you're interacting with the class about it, like it makes it more, I don't know, you just want to do, I really don't know what it is or what it was, but I really did feel that sense of, you know, connecting to other students and not just like read and write the essay and yeah. be done with the class type of stuff. So I did enjoy that. And I don't know, what else about the class? Like, I mean, the class was just, you know, a very good class in general. It really does, you know, stand out as one of my best English classes so far. Like, you know, because I have taken English classes in the past and then in high school and stuff like that. But this one has to be one of the best classes so far, so... You
that's,
get a 4.0.
Nice. That's quite an endorsement.
I feel like those interactions that we had, all of us being confused, kind of made it feel like we were all in the same boat.
Right,
and
yes.
really built a foundation mm-hmm. that allowed us to thrive in the group work
right,
throughout
exactly.
the rest of the class. It made us feel comfortable and yeah. like we weren't going to be judged for our work.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then with the book, it seemed like, okay, you know, each session when we were talking, one person would have a clear observation. We'd all be like, yeah, that, yeah. that.
Right,
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's it.
It was like a light bulb moment for me sometimes. Like yeah. when somebody says something like, I think this is what really happened, or I think this is what he was really trying to say. I'm like, oh, yeah, that yeah, makes sense.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about you, Lucas? What were you expecting and what did you get?
My personal expectations were very low, not because of the class itself. English is an extreme pain for me. It's been like that ever since high school, middle school. Every English class has always been a pain for me. I always had a struggle with lots of comprehension for reading projects where you have to read, write, and write about what you just read. Writing in general is not necessarily something that I'm necessarily comfortable with, unless it's, like I said, something that I'm knowledgeable of and I also have an interest in.
Mm-hmm.
English is just always something I dread, honestly. Like, but with this class, I feel like the, you know, sense of interaction with classmates,
the community,
also mm-hmm. the clarity of what I'm doing in the class helps
right.
a lot. Like, knowing, like, these are the expectations, these are, you know, examples, samples, these are what you should do, what you shouldn't do, is extremely helpful for me. And honestly, like, everything exceeded my expectations, at least for the class, I'd say.
Yeah, I feel like, well, when you say these are things you should do, these are things you shouldn't do, like, I didn't feel like that was what was, you know, done in this class. I feel like do what you feel like you should do. Because in the sense that, like, you know, if you think this certain way, it's okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, so that's what I felt about this class. Because, like, when we would, you know, say what we thought about, you know, the interior Chinatown book, like, it was okay. Like, that's what we thought. And it was okay.
Yeah, so it's like we have the structure that we're kind of basing our ideas off of.
Right.
But we're allowed to adapt that structure to ourselves.
Right, in our reading and our writing.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a set, you know, way we should think. There wasn't a set way we should do things. It was just, you know, do this in a way that you feel is comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Do this and think the way that you feel, you know, is comfortable for you. There wasn't a set way. I think that's more of what I'm thinking.
I think that's good. I think, like, kind of with what Gabe was saying earlier about how he feels like he's a very creative person and likes to go
that's
his own ways.
That's the word, creativity.
Creativity. I just don't, I see myself as a creative person as well, just in other ways. I like to think in ways of things you should do, shouldn't do, or take them as suggestions if you want. But that's just kind of how I think, at least when it comes to academic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
More of like a
shouldn't. You're more like a STEM, like logical based person.
Right.
And
right.
I'm the total opposite of that.
Right. Which is why you probably like English more than I, and I'm more of a math, like shouldn't do, very like, you know,
yeah. I feel like I'm in the middle.
Let's talk about where you guys are headed next. What do you want to take from your experience so far with writing and school, and where are you going to go with that?
I personally think this class showed me that I am capable of many different things: writing, reading, analyzing different discourses, and just scholarly articles, just really everything. And with my potential career path, I feel like I will be taking a lot of arts classes, English classes. So I'll definitely take a lot of what I learned in this class with me, whether it be how to properly cite my sources or
signal phrases.
Yes, which I'm still working on.
I am too.
I think, yeah, I'll take a lot of this class with me. And this was the first English class that I can confidently say that I learned a lot while also being able to explore my creativity, and that showed me that I am capable of different things, and I've been able to apply that to even my algebra and biology classes. I'm able to have stronger writing in both of those classes and understanding of different topics, and
That's
it's been pretty helpful.
And very cool.
Yeah, definitely keep using a lot of this information that we've learned.
What about you, Jennifer?
Well, for me, I plan on going into the nursing career. So English really isn't going to be too useful. But I mean, it's a basic stuff. So I like some of the stuff that I have learned in my English class, like he mentioned, you know, citing a source and stuff like that definitely is going to be useful, because I mean, in all areas you have to read, and then if you're asked to, you know, write about what you've read and stuff like that, you'll be able to cite which or where you got your information from and stuff of that nature. So I am appreciative of this course or of this class, and that's that.
I feel like this class allowed us to think freely and sometimes quickly, almost. We had to come up with ideas on the spot and work from there. And in the nursing field, no matter what type of nursing you do, you're dealing with patients constantly, and it's something new, something you might not have ever treated before. And so I feel like you could take, it's a reach, but
right.
You could definitely take that aspect of this class and apply it to
the ability to, like, you know, think quick
and communicate
problems
with other people in the moment.
Yes, of course. Yeah, definitely. I agree.
What about you, Lucas?
So currently my degree is computer science, and I'm not entirely sure what I want to do with that. So at least with English, I know that I can take it and use it in the workplace to communicate with other people, whether that be, you know, talking or, you know, emails. That's something.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Emails, you know, how to, you know, correctly write an email is important. I just, even if it's something like coding's a language, you're going to have to learn how to, you know, understand what you're writing in that. Now, maybe that doesn't directly translate to English, obviously, but it's pretty similar.
There's creativity involved.
Right. I don't see myself taking, you know, as many like skills as I've learned in this class, like as Gabe might with his career or what he might do in his future.
It's less specific, more just sure. general.
Mm-hmm. More just general skills, right. I feel yeah. like. Not necessarily like specific.
A sense of happiness.
Yeah. I definitely feel I learned that I can write essays. You can do it if you want to. Yep.
Or need to.
I can do it. I can do it if I need to.
It's a good thing to know.
Yep. I'm confident in the ability that I can. Not necessarily that I want to, but I can. And that's important on its own.
It is.
Like being able to, or being confident to do mm-hmm. that is good. So I'll definitely take that at least. So,
yeah. Cool. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks everybody for joining
me
today.
Thanks for having us, for sure.
All right.
Thank you for listening to our talented poets and authors.
Until next time, this has been Washington Square On Air,
where we showcase selections from Lansing Community College's literary journal,
The Washington Square Review,
a publication featuring writers in the Great Lakes State,
across the nation,
and around the world.
To find out more about the Washington Square Review,
visit lcc.edu/WSR.
We hope you enjoyed listening
as much as we enjoyed sharing.